Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 17th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 6¾ cents at 344¾, November beans up 16½ at 915¼, and September wheat up 16½ cents at 516½. Strong day here today. The cool, drier weather, I think, is having an impact. I think the fact that winds have done a lot of damage out there. We'll get crop progress tonight. We're looking for maybe 2 to 3% drop in the corn, 1 to 2 in the beans. We've got the Pro Farmer Tour out on the road. They're starting in Ohio, working their way east and out west, moving their way toward Iowa. We should have some results by Thursday night. I think we're going to see some real problems in Iowa and Illinois and some extent in as well. We'll see how far the crop tour can get into all these areas, considering the COVID restrictions of only having so many people out there. We had export inspections today. They were good on the corn, 1.04 million metric tons, decent on the wheat, 462, good on the beans, 785. So that was all helpful out here today. The corn closed over the gap that was at 43¾. We only closed a quarter cent off our highs. That's positive. November beans closed over the 200-day moving average. That's positive. Good solid close in the wheat. We've got the dollar down 23. It looks like it's going to close under 93. We're at 92.85 at the moment. And crude oil closed up 88 cents a barrel at 92.89. I'll take a quick look at the chart. There's resistance there at 93.50. Excuse me, at 43.50 and 43.90. That's based on the September contract. So we've got, if we can get over that, then I think we can see the crude maybe push up to the $50 or $55 mark out here. But, you know, everything looks good in the grain market. I like the way we opened. I like the way we closed. So hopefully this is just the beginning, some higher prices, at least for the next couple of weeks. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.